Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. What's going on in the world of gossip today?
Maybe I should call those guys and ask them about my burping problem.
Oh, man. Holy smokes.
Well, the SAG nominations, they were announced today. Hey, and at least these guys have a host. Megan Mullally is going to be hosting it.
Yeah, it's going to be on January 27th, 8 o'clock on TNT and TBS. And it looks like Star is Born is one of the big nominees.
Up for four. So let's see, including Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture.
Yep.
And Lady Gaga's up for an award, too. And so is Bradley Cooper.
Best Actress and Best Actor in that movie. So there you go.
Now
other big ones, Black Klansman, also with three nominations.
Black Panther, too, I think had maybe two.
Yep.
And then Crazy Rich Asians. That's probably the only movie I've seen so far that's up for an award. I got to get moving on these movies.
That's right. Hopefully we'll be seeing them shortly.
Yeah. Alan Alda is going to receive the SAG Life Achievement Award that night, too.
Well deserved.
Jennifer Lopez's mom, her poor mom, got hit in the face because some pushy autograph people were just, like, trying to storm Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, she was getting out of a limo with her mom in New York City, and all of a sudden, this autograph seeker whacked her mom in the head. I think it was accidental, but she decided she wasn't going to sign any autographs because everybody was a little too unruly.
Nicki Minaj. Okay, seriously, she's been a big story this week about her brand new boyfriend, who she knows from her past also.
Dated his teenagers.
This guy's bad news, but she's talking about getting married.
That's him running away. He's going, wait a minute, we've only been together for a couple of months. You're talking about marriage already?
And kids.
Yeah, this guy's got a pretty big rap sheet, including
yes, he does.
Sex offender conviction. So.
Yeah, he also committed murder, too.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He served, I think, 7 years for that.
Well, how can you not be attracted to that?
She says that, you know, she thinks he's changed.
Well, Gina, you want to comment on that?
Nope, I'll keep my mouth shut.
Okay, all right.
They don't change! Sorry, I could. It slipped out. So the Conners, you know, the show where Roseanne, you know, got the boot.
Right.
Well, they might be giving John Goodman's character, Dan, a new love interest.
Love interest?
Yeah, do you see who it is?
No.
Katie Sagal from Married with Children.
What? No.
Yeah.
Ed Bundy?
Yeah. And finally, The View's Sherry Shepherd was asked about the most irrational thing that she ever has done in a relationship. You know, I've done some crazy things, but I've never done this.
No, you've never climbed over a wall of a mansion to try to slash somebody's tires.
No.
But apparently... back in the day, some famous, now famous comedian stood her up.
Yeah, I want to know who it is.
She tried to slash the guy's tires.
Yes.
Thank God his security detail was all over before she could do that.
Yeah, I know, but she and I guess what, Niecy Nash, they climbed the wall and they were trying to slash tires. My girlfriends and I have done drive-bys, but that's about it.
Drive-bys?
Yes, because you don't believe that they're home.
Oh, I'm home, Gina.
Yeah, right.
Come over in the morning. I'll be home.
Yeah, and who's the other car in the driveway? And who's the chick leaving? Sorry. Well, you have a great night, Sharky. More celebrity gossip always on our website. And something else on our website is the code word that you need to win your tickets for Dane Cook, because I have that coming up before 7, so just a few minutes away, so you can see him at the Mohegan Sun next year. It's TIC.